Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chumas at Daf Samech Beis in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, starting the seventh parak of Meseches Chumas. Says the Mishnah, Hoichel Chumo Mezit. Someone eats Chumo B'Mezit. Mishalam Mesakeren. He pays the principal. Ve'einoi Mishalam Sachoimish. Different than what we had by Shoigek, that you have to pay the principal and you have to pay a Choimish, which is another 25%. Here you pay only the principal, you do not pay the Choimish, you don't pay the additional fine. Hatashlumim chulim. The payment is chulim. It doesn't become truma. It's just a payment to the kohen that he took away from the kohen his food. If the kohen wants to be moichel, it can be moichel. Not like we said before regarding shoygek, the kohen could say that you don't have to pay me at all. Says the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, and now the Gemara is going to go into a big sugya of kimlei bederabba minei regarding do you punish somebody with two punishments, or only with one of them. And later, next daf, the Gemara is connected to our Mishnah. But the first part of the sugya has to do with the Gemaras that in Ksuvis and Makis. Says the Gemara, Tamon Taninon, we learned over there, we're in Meseches Makis, Elam Aloikim, these are the ones that get Malkis. And it says there, one who has relationship with Arias, with his sister, Vichule, so he gets Malkis. On the other hand, it says, Vataninon, we learned Meseches Ksuvis, Elu Nairus that get Knas. Which Naira, if a person had a relationship with a Naira, Naira is a girl from the age of 12 to 12 and a half. And if he had a relationship with her forcefully, Be'oinis, so he has to pay for it. Says the Gemara, Hachat at Omar Loike, B'makas, we learn, Misachas Makas, we learn, he gets Makas. V'ochat Omar Mishalim, in Misachas Subas, we learn, he has to pay. So, what do you see over here? You get Makas and you pay. We know that you don't get both. You don't get Malkus and pay, as the Gemara is going to explain to us later. You're right, you have to split the Mishnayas, the Mishnah in Ksuvis, the Mishnah in Malkus, not exactly the same case. In it, Shuboy, if they gave him a straw, they were Edim, they warned him, so then like it, then you get Malkus. Malkus comes only when you have a straw. Im lo Shuboy, that there's no Malkus, so then Mishnah, and that comes the Mishnah in Ksuvis that you pay. That's the gear of Reb Chaim. So in a place that you have a choice, you can either give Malkus or payment. So then you give only Malkus and not payment. That's the case that we have in these Mishnayos. If he got a straw, he gets Malkus. No a straw, you can't give Malkus. So then you give a payment. So then, first of all, why don't you say you get both? Why do we assume that you get only one of them? Give him Malkus and he should pay. It says in the pasuk, "Kedei Risha Asoy." It says that the Beis Din is going to punish him the amount of his Risha. Risha Achas Atamichayvoy, pay Atamichayvoy Shtei Rishuyos. So, Kedei Risha Asoy, Loshon Yachid, one Risha, you pay him, he has to pay only for one punishment, not for two. He doesn't get a double punishment. It says the Gemara, okay, so he doesn't get a double. Vishalim Velo Yilu, can make him pay and not get Malkus. Why do you say that he gets Malkus and he doesn't pay? Maybe say the opposite, if you want to do one of the punishments. Says the Gemara, Dasach Beis Amud Beis, B'mechayve Shti Rishoyus HaKosu V'Daber. Says the punishment shot in this pasuk, he's talking about someone who has two punishments. Because it says, Kedei Rishosoy, only one Risho you pay, only Kedei Rishosoy, only the amount of one Risho. Mashra, he has two. The Gemara says, we assume that the second one is a momentic punishment. And then there we say, V'pil HaShefet V'kol HaFonim Kedei Rishosoy V'mispar. Then the pasuk says, he has to put him down, give him Malkus. So Mash, when you have Malkus and Mammon, we have to choose one punishment. The punishment should be Malkus. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon, Lokish Omar, Shlokish argues. I feel a loy Yisrubo, even if there's no Astro, ain't no Mishan, it doesn't pay. Machar Shehilo Yisrubo, I aloike. If he would get Malkus, he would not pay. So now, even though he's not getting Malkus, because there's no Astro, he doesn't pay as well. That's called Chayve Malkus Shegigim. It's reference to the shaykh, even though you're not necessarily a shaykh. Meaning, a person who's chayav malkus, but he's not getting punished with malkus. Does he pay or not? The Bechran says he pays. The Rishlokish says because he potentially can get malkus, he doesn't pay. So, one must. These are pligo of Shem and Lokish. Who have a problem with the Mishnah, according to Rishlokish. Elu Nara Sheesh Lev Knas. The Mishnah Ksuba said that there is a Knas, you do pay for relationship with Arias. If there was a straw, it doesn't get Malkus. So you see from here that if there's no straw, you do pay. Says the Gemara, so of Shem Lokish Kerameir or Mastizik Kerameir, Tehameir Omar Loike Mishalim. Meaning, Mishlokish will explain that the Mishnah Ksuvis goes according to our mayor that you get both Malkus and Mammon. That's the Sheet of a mayor. But we hold you get only one. If you get only one, you're never gonna pay because potentially you can get malchus. Similar, avor b'shem Shimon Lakish mina moitzi shemra lomad Ramir. How does Ramir know that you loiko mishalim? You learn from moitzi shemra. V'anshu oisom mamon v'yisru oisom malchus. It says a moitzi shemra, someone who speaks bad about his newly married wife. He married a wife, and then he goes on and says, loim matzasi b'sulim, she's not a virgin. So then we find out that he lied. He gets malchus and he has to pay. So you see, a malchus and payment. For Rabbanan and Amri, I wouldn't say that you don't learn from Moitzi Shemra. Why not? L'chidushi yotzah Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is a chidush. It's different than other averis. V'doshu yotzah b'chidushu ein lemedim imenu. Something which is a chidush, you can't learn from it. What's the chidush? V'shi b'chol mokom in odom yischai b'dibur. Usually a person is not chayav for talking things that are bad. Only if he does a maisa, only if he does an action. V'kan odom yischai b'dibur. And here's chayav in a dibur. So therefore, you can't learn from Moitzi Shemra, who is Chayav Dibur. There you have Malchus and Momen, but not in other cases. The same way you can't learn from it, that a person gets punished for his Dibur. So you also don't learn regarding punishment and Malchus. You don't learn from here to other cases. Ask the Gemara of Loikin Omar Avo, B'Shem Mashim Malokish. Didn't Ravo say in the name of Mashim Malokish? We saw this earlier. If a person knows that he's not allowed to eat chalev, and he's mazed, he still eats it. But he doesn't know that if he does it by mistake, he has to bring a carbon. They did his masrim boy, they give him a warning. He gets malchus, he brings a carbon. But he's considered to be shoygeg regarding the carbon, not knowing all the details of the lav. So you see, you do give him two punishments. He gets malchus and he gets a carbon. So also by us, he should get malchus and pay. Answers the Gemara, Rabboin, Barachia, B'Shem, Hashmuel, Bavitzuk. The answer is, Shnei Dvorim, Mesuim, LeBezdin. There's two things that Bezdin have to do, two punishments that Bezdin have to do, Atoifis, Echad, Mehem. So you do only one of them. In the case of malchus and Mammon. So Bezdin have to give the malchus, and Bezdin make him pay. So Bezdin can choose only one punishment to do, not both. But when you have a punishment coming from Shemaim, that's not part of this cheshbon. A korban is considered to be something mosul l'shamayim, meaning it's between the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to bring a korban. As the Prei Moshe points out, you don't go and force somebody to bring a korban. He needs to bring his own korban to bring it to be some English. It's between him and Shemaim. It's not a punishment for Beis Din. So that's not considered to be to give two punishments. You make him get malchus from Beis Din. He brings a korban, klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when Beis Din have to punish, then Beis Din punish only one punishment. You say kim lebedi rabim, you're giving the more chomerdik punishment, which in the case of malchus and mammon, it's malchus. And according to Rosh Lakish, even if you don't give the malchus, but just potentially give the malchus, he's also exempt from paying the mammon. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Dav Samech Beis.